The meds weren't working. Daddy was getting worse. The glass in his hands shook so much, the water spilled over onto the worn linoleum floor. He winced and managed to set it back onto the table. Rushing to grab the towel from the sink, I did a quick wipe over the yellowed patterns, trying my best to swipe away the evidence of his disease quickly. He sighed as I stood back up.
I'm sorry, Catalina.
His voice cracked with the effort and pain of saying each word. My father had never been a man to apologize. I remember the time he took me to a baseball game just a few years ago. A man barreled into both of us. He was two times the size of my father, black tattoos of skulls covering his massive arms. He'd yelled at us to apologize for spilling his drink, told us we were clumsy. My father stood there, composed as ever, as the man ranted on and on. I started to apologize, but my dad put his arm around my shoulder to whisper in my ear,
"Never let them see you cower or back down, Catalina. You are better than everyone."
Then he dropped his arm from around me, met the man eye to eye, and stared him down. "Walk away or apologize for running into my daughter. And let me be clear, we will not be saying sorry." With the crowd forming, the man's eyes bounced around. A few of my father's friends, ones I saw every now and then but never really hung out with, seemed to appear out of nowhere. They always did. Men in black suits with slicked back hair and very nice shoes. He stepped back from my father, eyes wide, and shook his head vigorously back and forth. So our lives went. My father never backed down, never had to. I wasn't sure why until so much later. Douglas King presented himself with discipline, precision, and restraint. My father had immigrated from Jamaica and followed all the immigration laws. He'd legally waited his turn, 10 years of waiting on the list to come to America. He told me that when he got the call, he cried, and he wasn't sure if they were tears of joy or sadness. He'd left his whole family, mother, brother, and sister, to come here and worked like a dog the moment he stepped foot in the United States. Somehow his work paid our bills. Daddy was always cutting a nice house's lawn, always fixing something in a big house that had more garages than I could count at a young age. He'd followed the rules of the men he worked for, but one night, when he called in sick, in too much pain to go in, the men in nice suits showed up at our little home's door.
"Your daddy home?"
Mario's frown was genuine. I could see how his eyes creased just enough to show sympathy. I nodded, but held the door where it was, cracked just enough so the man couldn't step forward with two other men behind him. When I squinted, I saw three boys there too.
"Bellissima bambina, he's sick. I know he's sick. He needs care. We're just here to talk, eh?"
I nodded. "He didn't invite you here."
"No matter." He waved away my concern. "You know me. Look, I brought my sons and nephew to meet you. Roman, Sebastian, Caden. Introduce yourselves."
All three boys stepped up on our cracked cement porch. None of them looked like boys, though. They were tall with wide shoulders that guys at my school didn't have. They filled out their dark jeans and collared shirts, none of which had a single wrinkle in them. Dark hair, dark eyebrows, and dark stares. None of them smiled at first. These weren't children. These were young men, molded by the experiences they'd already had. Not good ones, either. The night air blew cold around us, filled with a grim tension none of us could quite shake. The son that stood in the middle of them all stepped forward first, smiling at me with straight white teeth, as if that would slice away at the gravity of whatever was about to happen that night. He held out his hand.
"I'm Bastion."
He pointed his other thumb over his shoulder.
"No need to meet the others. You'll only need me."
I glanced behind him and my eyes caught on the one who lingered back just a bit. His hair was longer, and his dark eyes stared through me like I was nothing. I tilted my head at his assessment, and he crossed his massive arms over his chest.